Welcome to part 7 of the Practice of PDIA, Building Capability by Delivering Results podcast series. This 12-part series, based on a video series used for our PDIA online course, will walk you through the PDIA, or Problem-Driven Iterative Adaptation approach to solving complex development problems. More than 1,500 development practitioners in 90 countries have used the PDIA approach. Most problems in the public sector are wicked hard, and therefore it is easy to get stuck. These meta-problems need to be broken down into manageable problems to help you mobilize support and to ultimately solve them. In today's podcast, Professor Matt Andrews and Lynn Pritchard will discuss how to deconstruct problems. Lynn, you often say PDIA is hard. Can you explain this to our listeners?
Yes, it is. It's irredeemably hard. We believe that what we're trying to convey is not a recipe. In fact, conveying a recipe would be exactly inimical to our overall point that solutions need to be worked out in place. So we have a saying, which is, you can't juggle without the struggle. That is, I have learned to juggle. And in learning to juggle, I had to struggle. I had to drop many balls. I had to bend over and pick up balls many times. I had to fail very many, many times. Now that I know how to juggle, I cannot just demonstrate for you juggling and then hand you the balls and expect that you have acquired the skill of juggling merely by me having conveyed to you either the demonstration of it or the practice of it. You have to adapt it to your own situation. You have to build the physical skill yourself. So the kinds of things we're talking about have to be attained through a practice, through trial and error, and through, every now and again, dropping the ball.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lynn. Matt, what else would you say about the role of struggling in PDIA?
Many people have asked about doing PDIA and whether or not PDIA will get them big, fast results, as some other mechanisms around the world suggest. Those efforts are really great efforts. That's not completely what PDIA is, however. PDIA is something that we think is used in the face of really complex things that we don't know how to deal with. The stubborn issues that have been sticking with us for long periods of time and we can't get past. It also means that they aren't things that are going to be done easily. If you think that PDIA is about adopting a new method that's going to help you get through things easily, that's not what this is. You cannot avoid the struggle of doing hard things. And PDIA is essentially a way of facing up and pushing into that struggle. So this is not an easy thing to do. And if when you're trying some of the things we suggest in this course, you're finding that they're difficult, unfortunately, that is the truth of doing these things in development. PDIA is just a way of doing those difficult and complex things. It's a way of structuring the process of engaging with things that are actually impossible. You think about how long the problems are that you've been addressing. How long have they been festering? For long periods of time. You think about how much we worry about things like teachers not being in classrooms. We know how to build the classrooms, but after decades, we still don't know how to get teachers there. Well, you're not going to be able to solve that simply. This isn't about something that you're just going to be able to get in, apply, and do. No, you have to struggle. And you should be anticipating and accepting the struggle. It's something that is real, and it's something that is part of PDIA. Here's the thing, though. We also believe that PDIA allows a way of dealing with the struggle and getting through it. We believe that when you engage with problems and when you do things in the face of problems, you create your own luck and you create your own opportunity. They will come, I promise. But don't think that this is going to be done without struggle.
Matt, you often say PDIA is an approach to solving complex development problems where the problem needs to be broken down into smaller, more manageable sets of focal points for engagement that are open to localized solution building. Can you explain how you do this in PDIA?
Many people say that they work with problems. They say that they define problems and they identify the problems and that that's always the starting point for their intervention. We don't just say, well, we're going to kind of sit and define a problem and say, this is the problem that they face. We want to go beyond that and we want to actually think seriously about why the problem is there and break the problem down so that we can find entry points for real change. Most problems
have many, many, many dimensions and can't be addressed with just one solution. We call this deconstructing problems. There are a few techniques that we use. These come from the business management literature, and one is called the five whys, and essentially a process of just asking why many, many times. And the other one is called the fishbone diagram. Some people call it Ishikawa diagram, where you take the results from the five whys and you basically draw them out so that you can visually look at a problem. I'll give you a couple of examples. A few years ago, we worked with a government that had attempted to introduce an industrial parks program, where they were trying to locate businesses in pieces of land and create clusters on those lands of businesses that would then employ people, etc. What they found was that no one came to the industrial parks. You know, they managed to identify the land, they managed to get people to contract for the land, but no businesses came there. And 5-10 years later, the land was still vacant. And they said, well, the problem is that we don't have functioning industrial parks. The solution, let's do them again. He said, well, why don't you hold your horses and let's ask why? What do you mean why? Well, why did the last parks not work? Well, because businesses didn't come there. Why did businesses not come there? Well, because the businesses hadn't heard of the park. Why hadn't heard of the park? Well, because we didn't do good marketing for the park. Why did you not do good marketing for the park? Well, because we didn't actually have a marketing department. Now, do you see how you ask why a few times and you move from saying, well, business didn't come, to something that is actually an issue you can remedy, which is we don't have a marketing department. This is the 5-Y technique. 5-Y technique allows you to go deep into the causes of problems so that you can address the root rather than the manifestation of the problem. Now, in this case, we would also be using an Ishikawa diagram, which essentially would say the problem relates to the failure of past parks. That's the problem. That's what we see. That's what people are paying attention to. Why that failed was, well, because no one had any knowledge about the parks. Why? Because we had poor marketing about the parks. Why? Because we don't have a marketing department. Now, that's one branch from your five whys. Another branch could be, well, they failed because the land was poorly chosen. Perhaps in some cases you find that the land had too much pollution on it, or it was far away from the city. So, well, why was the land poorly chosen? Well, because we didn't really have a team that knew what businesses want. Why didn't you have a team that knew what businesses wanted? Well, we didn't have that because we really have only public officials and no one has any experience being an investor in the private sector. Ah, now that's something you can remedy. That's something small that you can try to deal with. Much smaller and much more manageable than the bigger problem. Now, the five whys allows us to identify multiple branches and sub-branches, and when we do that, we go from big problems that are very hard to deal with to smaller problems that we can actually pick off one by one and make progress with. That's called deconstructing problems, and those are two very, very simple processes and tools we use to do it. You might want to try them.
Thank you for listening to part 7 of the Practice of PDIA podcast series. Tune in to listen to part 8, where we will discuss the AAA change space analysis. To learn more about the problem deconstruction process in PDIA, download our toolkit at bsc.cid.harvard.edu.